I'd like to finish out with your 55-year-old patient. What an amazing story. I want to hear your theory about the biology, what happened here. Can you talk about what happened with this patient?
Well, this is always an interesting story, and I bring that always to the mind of younger physicians and people less experienced with hemato-oncology. This patient was treated many years ago by chemotherapy, R-CHOP, and because he had a partial response and there was a discussion regarding the optimal management of this patient, he was offered to have autologous stem cell transplant at this time with a beam conditioning regimen.
So I point out that this is 2004, 2005 you're talking about.
Yes, exactly. This was just the time where we started to use rituximab CHOP, but because he had really not an optimal response, we decided to go for that. And this patient went into CR. He was somebody working in public affairs, and he went very well and recovered well. I think he's cycling, and he always sent me pictures of his cycling performance. Unfortunately, about 1 year after autologous transplant, he came back, had an inguinal node. We did a fine needle aspiration of this node, which clearly demonstrated this was follicular lymphoma. We did the workup, and it was kind of almost isolated in the inguinal region, and decided to do only 4 infusions of rituximab and see what will happen before to decide another treatment. And what I can say is that this patient went into CR and never relapsed 12 years later. So I think what we have to keep in mind is that the story of this disease is very peculiar. We may have some clones that are very sensitive to chemotherapy or that are resistant to chemotherapy. We have the way to intervene with rituximab single agent, and it probably involves some immune mechanism of action that may be active at certain time of the disease, not at certain other time, and active again. And I have 2 or 3 patients like that that actually had failed after autologous transplant, and the single treatment they have received was rituximab single agent, and they are in prolonged CR. So we should keep in mind that sometime reusing rituximab as a single agent, or maybe tomorrow with R-square, is a very reasonable option for the patient that may really translate into a prolonged clinical benefit.
I mean, it's really an important clinical point, but again, I'm really curious about the hypothesis about what was going on. Of course, this has a very strong immune sort of feel to it. Do you ever wonder, like, what's going on? You think it's possible there's maybe something else, another coincident event, an infection, you know, microbiome things in the gut, some other explanation for why you would see this happen?
Well, I believe there are many explanations, but what we know is that the biology of the tumor cell in follicular lymphoma have undergone a couple of mutations translate into a profound modification of their microenvironment and allow them to escape to the immune control. What we also know is that the disease develops over years and can be detected by PCR years before it's symptomatic. And when we diagnose the disease, we may have only one branch of the history, one branch of the original clone. And when the disease recurs months or years after, we may have another branch. And this branch may not have exactly the same mutations that may impair the immune functions. And it's possible that at some times, immune-based interventions such as rituximab may not work anymore, but may work in another subclones, or may work because the immune status of the patient had recovered. So I think we should keep that in mind, because we follow sometimes patients for 10, 15, 20 years, and they have experienced a best maintained remission in the last treatment that included this kind of immunotherapy. So I think it's a lesson for us. We have to be humble. We don't understand everything, but we have to keep hope for this patient, and I think it's important.
This concludes our program. Special thanks to our speakers, and thank you for listening. This is Dr. Neil Love for Follicular Lymphoma Update.